First pack of Ma'aseh is Mishnah Ches. We continue the halachas of Gemar Malacha. When the produce has been processed, and now it's ready to become kavua, which would make it also to be eaten even in a temporary fashion. Ha eagle mishiach lekenu. Eagle is they used to make a chunk of dried figs together, so it was considered a finished product when they would mach lekenu. They used to put some fruit juices on the outside of it, smooth off the outside. You're allowed to use figs or even grapes of tevel. It's not considered there's no issue of causing a loss of the tevel, because it's not true, it doesn't have any kedusha yet. Yeah. And also, since it's just used to smooth it out, it's not considered something that affects the halachic status of the figs. As long as the figs are mutter, the whole thing remains mutter. Rabbi Yehuda oitzer, Rabbi Yehuda prohibits it. A machlik banovim lahuksha. If a person even used grapes, still we say that the rule of hechsher l'kabel tumah, which means produce which is picked is not makabel tumah until one of the seven liquids come on it. One of the seven liquids is wine or grape juice. The chiddush over here is if you're just squeezing out a little bit from the grapes to smooth off the surface, it doesn't have the status of wine or grape juice. So you're not using it for eating purposes, you're just using it to smooth out the outside of the chunk of figs, and therefore, even that chunk of figs, if it didn't come in contact with water and another liquid, even though it did come in contact with the what you squeeze out of the grapes, it is not susceptible to the makabel tumah yet. Grudra, dried up figs, mishu yodush. It's gemar malacha is they used to crush them and make them into a chunk, pulverize them and make them into a chunk. Umagura, if you have figs which you're not planning to pulverize, mishu yago, then as long as you put it into this certain round cylindric clear, which is where they would store it. Oh, yodosh v'chavis, he was in the process of pulverizing the figs in this a jug or barrel. Ma'agol b'magura, it was in the process of forming this bunch of figs into this round cylindrical shape. Nishvah chavis, the nifras, the nitzachor ha'magura, and in the middle of the process, the chavis broke, or this magura also broke open. Lo yachol me'en ha'ray, the Tanakam says that you should not eat ha'ray because even though you didn't fill it up yet, but the amount that you put in already is considered that had a gemar malacha. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Mata, he says, till you finish off the entire chunk that you're planning to make, the entire thing is considered not in the stage of gemar malacha, and you could eat it from it temporarily afterwards.